Good Friday morning, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Today at Del Mar. I am Eddie the Hat. Thank you for spending your morning with us, afternoon, whenever you listen. Thank you for doing that. And quick reminder, we're brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. And if you need help at the races, if you're going out maybe for the first time, or perhaps you're just looking for something to augment your own selections, check us out. I think you'll be surprised, pleasantly surprised. Horseracing-selections.com. Okie dokie. Let's talk a little bit about yesterday's racing action. Let me grab yesterday's info here. Not a lot of surprises. We told you, I think, yesterday morning that we liked the card, and we did. And just wish some of the results could have been a little bit better than they were, but some decent prices. Yeah, decent prices. Some good racing, some close finishes. I think the we were right about a rest. We told you that we had given up on this four-year-old gelding, and he did what he does best. Runs a threatening race. He ran third, but didn't break through. So we'd like to kind of put a feather on our hat there with that guy. And yeah, he's just, you know, we liked him early in his career, and he just hasn't panned out. Not at all. Had good information on Let Him Do. He came through for us in the sixth. A little bit disappointed that he got bet down to $5.20. 7-2 in the morning line. We were kind of hoping maybe, you know, realistically, maybe 3-1, 5-2. But anyway, you know what? One thing that we can't do is we can't control the prices. So when you're disappointed when our horses get bet down and they win and you're thinking, geez, you know, we're the same way. But that's just, you know, you can't control the prices, guys. So don't get hung up on that. I hear people all the time saying, I don't bet horses unless they're 5-1 or higher. Really? I can see you not wanting to get involved in a horse maybe that's 3-5 or, you know, 2-5 or 4-5 or whatever. Just pass the race. Just don't bet. But to set your limits on 5-1 or higher, to me, that's just ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And yeah, don't get too hung up over the prices. I think the biggest disappointment we had, and I think the biggest, and I'm going to say it, the biggest fiasco, the biggest shit show of the day came in the seventh when She's Bulletproof stumbled. Now, this was our best bet of the day. She went to her nose at the start, lost all chance, and the race was just a disaster after that. There were horses that were vying for the lead. The pace was, you know, was pretty fast. And then you had a horse, She's a Girly Girl, that hasn't won in 2 years, comes storming home and wins like a stake horse. I'm going to be interested to see what the numbers are in this particular race, because I got to tell you, they got to look putrid. Uncaged Kitty, just totally disappointed. We gave this a B- race, and if we had known that she's Bulletproof was going to go to her nose at the start and not be a contender, this probably would have been a C race. But, you know, hey, what can you do? I'm looking for one more particular race before we get going with today's card, and I have found it. Another horse runner-up in the second race, Rexford. This was a horse that we had gotten some more good information on, scratched last week out of the races, and this guy did everything but win. Gets defeated by Wound Up, who, hey, you know, take nothing away from him. He ran his eyeballs out and just wouldn't let Rexford by. But several times through the stretch, Rexford looked like he was going to just blow him away, and he couldn't. Rexford is certainly one we're going to watch. We won't get a price on him. He was 7-1 in his debut, by the way. So, yeah, you gotta love horse racing, don't you? And real quick too, I'm going to get up on a soapbox real quick. You can handicap a race, and I know everybody out there is shaking their head right now. You can spend as much time as you want, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. It usually takes us a good 3.5, maybe 4 hours to go through a card. And, you can spend maybe, 20 minutes, a half an hour, sometimes 45 minutes on a particular race. And then the next races just kind of fall down for you, but you can spend a lot of time on a horse race and you can think that you've got everything going for you. Okay, man, I've done everything that I need to do here. I know how this race is going to get run. This horse is going to go to the front. I'm going to get a stalking trip with the horse here that I like, and I'm going to, this and that. And guess what? When the gates open, just like yesterday with She's Bulletproof, everything can get thrown out the window. So just because you've done your homework, just because you think you know what's going to happen, doesn't mean that you still need luck. So just remember that, okay? Yeah. All right. I'm a little worked this morning, but that's all right. I get worked every morning. It's just part of the game. I love it. I would never give this up. Trust me. I had somebody ask me yesterday, what do you do for a living? What do you, and I said, well, I'm a professional handicapper. I handicap the horses for print publications and other publications, and I have my own little side gig going on. Really? Well, what do you do? How does that? And I just looked at this person, and I knew that they didn't know anything about horse racing. They didn't care about horse racing. So I just simply told them, you know what? I could explain 30 minutes telling you what it is that I do, and you're not going to understand a word of it. So let me, anyway, that was it. All right. Let's get to the updated jockey and trainer standings as they are coming into today. Quick reminder while I'm thinking of it, because 5 minutes I'm going to lose my train of thought and I'm not going to tell you. Post time today is 4:00. For the rest of the meeting, Friday's post time will be 3 p.m. Evidently, daylight savings or whatever, I don't know. But they are moving the post from Friday after today, which is 4 p.m., to 3 p.m. on Fridays. Okay, so remember that. And, so let's get to it. All right, Juan Hernandez continues to lead the way with 19 wins, 85 starters, 22%. Umberto Rispoli, 12 wins, 63 starters, 19%. Joe Bravo, 10 wins, 41 starters, 24%. Ramon Vasquez, 8 wins, 74 starters, 11%. And Edwin Maldonado, 7 wins, 57 starters for 12%. Maldonado coming off of a good day yesterday. So good for him. He's a good guy. Phil D'Amato, 8 wins, 57 starters, 14%. Bob Baffert has moved into a tie. He also has 8 wins from 30 starters, 27%. George Papapodromo, try to say that after you've had a few cocktails, 7 wins, 42 starters, 17%. Peter Miller, 7 wins, 49 starters, 14%. And Doug O'Neill, 7 wins, 53 starters at 13%. And that is the trainer standings. Also, right on their heels, 30% Andy is what we're calling them around the press box. 6 wins from 20 starters, 30%. We told you guys at the beginning of the meeting to watch Andy Mathis, especially if you're not familiar with Golden Gate. He does a really good job up there. Okay, coffee time. Feel free to join me. All right, let's get to it. First race today. Remember, first post, 4 p.m. This is a mile on the turf. It's a B-minus race, maiden special weight race for us. And our free play is going to come right here. And I'm really going to blow your minds this morning, too, because I'm going to give you an angle which sometimes comes into play. Warren's Paradise is being ridden by Armando Ayuso. And if you watch Golden Gate, and honestly, we really don't as much as we probably should. But this kid can ride. He was an exercise rider down here 2 or 3 years ago, and then decided, hey, I'm going to become a jock. I'm going to ride in the afternoons. Took out his jock's license, went up north, and started to win races. This is a kid that is 16% this year. And folks, that's not bad. You know, that's pretty, I mean, we're talking about win percentage. You look at his in-money percentage, and it's much higher. But he's hitting at 16% up north. Comes down here to ride. He doesn't want to ride the fair circuit. Comes down here to ride, and this poor guy is 0 for 43, not including yesterday's races. So in other words, he's slumping, okay? Just like a professional athlete, sometimes they, you know, baseball player, couldn't hit the side of a barn. But anyway, it's not inducive to what this kid can do. He's having a bad streak. It should end today in the first with Warren's Paradise. This is a Craig Lewis horse that has had a race over the course, came back, worked in blue-collar fashion since. And he's not facing a whole hell of a lot in here. So we like Warren's Paradise. And we think that this is going to be the way to get done. So, 5-2 in the morning line. That's not a bad, certainly not a bad morning line price. He's going to have to beat Court Snort, the 8-5 morning line favorite, with the turf god Hector Barrios riding. For Sergio Morfin, but we like Warren's Paradise, and that's the direction that we're going to go for your free play today in the first race. The second race is a mile, flat mile on the dirt for three-year-olds and upward, which have not won three races in their career. This is a C-rated race for us, but I want you to go and take a look at the two horse here. Stones River, okay? Armando Ayuso is up. Craig Lewis is the trainer. Just like the first race. Now, how often do we see anything, a professional athlete, baseball player, jockey, after they have had a cold spell and they've gone 0 for whatever, they win and then they come right back and they win again, all right? Here's your perfect opportunity to bet a double. Now, did we go with this angle? With total full disclosure, no. But I guarantee you personally we will be. All right, we are going to, and I'm giving you this today as a bonus. You're going to play Warren's Paradise in the first. You're going to bet that horse to win. Some people like to bet win in place. That's fine too. But you're also going to come back and you're going to bet a Warren's Paradise to Stones River early double. And are you going to bet win and place money on Stones River? That's up to you. But we didn't pick Stones River in the top three on our card. You're going to ask me, why didn't you do that? If you're giving it to me here on the radio, because we don't release hunches, okay? We just don't do that. In other words, let's say there's a two-year-old running. Eddie's my man, all right? I'm not going to release that horse just because of its name. That's crazy. I mean, you know, hunches are hunches. Sure, everybody plays them, including yours truly, but I'm not going to give that to paying clients. Paying clients want reality, not hunches, all right? So anyway, but I'm telling you to bet a hunch play and use Stones River in your exotics, in an early daily double play, and maybe bet a couple of bucks to win in place on Stones River. Just on that pretense that Armando is now going to go off and we're going to see the real Armando Ayuso, all right? Because, folks, this kid can ride. He's had some problems getting live mounts, and who wouldn't? I mean, look at the jockey colony, for God's sakes. I mean, you know, so anyway, all right, you got it. Good. Let's go to the third. This is a C-rated race for us, a mile on the turf. It's a claiming event, fillies and mares, three-year-olds and upward, which have never won two races. The pick six starts here in the third, and the carryover is $112,950.59 in the pick six carryover. This is a absolutely horrible race, okay? I'm not going to even go into it. The quantity is a little bit on the light side. The quality is definitely on the light side. And we didn't waste any time here. You know, when I start handicapping races, I look at a race like this and it's like, why even get involved? Why even get involved? You've got a morning line favorite here, 9-5, Noble Hearted. That looks like he's going to be very tough to beat. And let's say that he doesn't get the job done. Who else do you like? The rest of them all look the same to me, so we're not getting too involved in the third. The fourth race, this is 5.5 furlongs on the dirt, maiden claiming for filly or for fillies, yeah, 2 years old that are maidens. And now the maidens are starting to run for a claiming tag, and folks, that ain't good. Everybody gets excited with their 2-year-olds. They usually run them over their heads for, you know, 2 or 3, 4, 5, 6 times. And then finally realize, okay, there's just no magic here. But a lot of these are very early in their career, and they're already being offered up. The owners are saying, hey, just get them out of here. Take them. And that's not good, especially first-time starters. So, you know, this is a race. Again, full disclosure, we do like a price horse in here. I certainly can't give it to you for free over the podcast, because that wouldn't be fair, you know, to our paying clients. But I will tell you that we do like a price play in here, and if you want to get in on it, horseracing-selections.com is where it's at. But other than that, besides the price play, and you know, this is not a real inspiring race. The fifth race, B minus, a maiden special weight, 5 furlongs on the turf. This, my friends, is where our best bet of the day comes in. And we like a horse in here quite a bit. So anyway, other than that, you've got some interesting horses in here that really don't have that bad a turf breeding. Automatic and Dream a Dream, both making debuts for top trainers, top barns, and 12-1 and 8-1 respectively. So this is a race that you could definitely get involved in. The graduation, 5.5 furlongs, $125,000 race for Cal eligible and Cal bred 2-year-olds, A minus. This is a good one. We like a horse in here, and not going to go too much out on the limb. It is not the morning line favorite. For those of you who are trying to get sneaky and, you know, get as much free stuff as you can, wish we could give you more on our podcasts, but again, it just, you know, it would kind of shoot ourselves in the foot. And it would really anger the people that are paying money. This is a good race. And if you do your handicapping here, this is a race that you can get kind of excited about. A lot of these are coming off of their maiden wins. Who better than Tiger? The Big Wham. Strength of Autism. Man Oh Man has had 2 career races. He faced winners last time with a 3rd place effort. Hacking It Up. Early Release, coming off of a maiden win, Good and Thirsty, broke his maiden at Santa Anita, and has had 2 races since that have not been successful, and then Straighten It Up, Drawn on the Outside, has broke his maiden. So this is an interesting race. It's going to be fun, and good luck in the sixth. The seventh race, a mile on the turf. This is a claiming race for 3-year-olds and upward. This is a C-plus race for us. Hunch play for all the Teds that are listening, or the Teds that are going to be going to the track. You're breaking from post 1, Ted. Kyle Frey for Jonathan Wong. And this is a this is another wide open race, guys. Several of these horses, Respect the Hustle, Exclusive Speaker, and Bottle of Smoke, have all had races over the track. And there was one other tidbit here I was going to give you. And, well, it's escaped me. But maybe we'll find it before we move on to the eighth. Winning Factor, this is a horse that hasn't won in 2 years. If you listen to us a lot, you know, just like yesterday with She's a Girly Girl. If you haven't won a race in 2 years, I don't want to have anything to do with you. So if you are a client now and you're thinking, well, geez, you know, I want a $60 or I want a $47 horse too, you're not going to get it with a horse like She's a Girly Girl, and you're not going to get it with Winning Factor, who is 5-1 on the morning line. Okay, now you look and you say, my gosh, Juan Hernandez is riding this horse. Well, I don't care who's riding it. You know, these are not the types of horses that that we give out. So, okay, I just remembered. Opry was supposed to run last week. He was a scratch. He did not draw in, so he is going today. So that's what I was going to tell you about. And not a bad race. Moody Jim on the outside is another horse that didn't draw in from last week. And Jack Sprout, who's coming back, who's a 20-1 on the morning line. All right, finally, we close out with the sixth race. This is an allowance optional claimer for California bred or California sired 3-year-olds and upward. Blah, 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 blah. This is a B-plus race for us. A race that we do have a little bit of interest in. And, if you want to get involved in the eighth, this is not a bad race to get involved in. I believe the morning line favorite, and we can find him here. I believe the morning line favorite is 9-2. Yeah, the little H-man. 9-2 morning line favorite. So that will tell you, what this race is all about. And again, these are the races that if you spend a little bit of time in, sometimes you can find maybe a horse that's 6-1, 8-1 on the morning line. You go up and you bet him and you come walking back and he's at 14 or 15-1. You cash a nice ticket on that. So anyway, good luck in the eighth. It's not a bad way to end the day. And yes, we will be staying out there to bet the eighth. So a lot of times we like to sneak out after the 7th, but that won't be the case today. All right, that's going to do it for us on this Friday. Good luck out at the track. First post is at 4 p.m. Don't forget the remainder of the Fridays. First post will be at 3. You've got a pick 6 carryover that's starting to swell again. There's only one thing left to do. Visit us at horseracing-selections.com. Download our card for today. And we'll be talking to you tomorrow. Good luck today at the track. We'll be talking to you again soon.